Shinuch Abav Sifay. These shaymen, the other shaymen, the Hamid Tveya, Daki Shein, and Mokim Nikure. Those that say the heter of taking a bath, Rikur Din, in the hot waters of Tveya, hot springs of Tveya, it's only when it's an open place. Our Mokim Nikure also, Mishim the Ose, the Dezea, the Ose. If it's in a room, then it causes the person to sweat. And that is also, as we'll see later on. We're showing the mutilazi of the chamitzer and chanami, the gzera of not being in a place to bring you to a sweat, was based on the chash of making bathhouses, feeding up bathhouses on Shabbos. The Molini sheet over here says that gzera was not that you can't sweat. You can't go to a place that has water that was heated up. But if the water is naturally heated, there's no gzera over there, then you could also be in a situation that will work up a sweat. Sif Gimel. Amasa Mayim Shichama. There's a waterway which has hot water in it. Also, Mahamshah Vatoicha Afilim Erev Shabbos Silon Shul Tzoyne. Pi Asilon Yoyis Vichus Ma'ama Omer Nishpachon Ukra Shibakaka. Now, the situation of hot water, and now there's a pipe going perpendicularly through it, and it was through the narrow side of the pipe, from one side to the other, in and out of the pipe, or in, sorry, start again. Siv Gimel. Amas Amayim Shichama. There's a waterway, which is an amathik, amat wide, right, that has hot water in it. And now you want to heat up water. So, what they put a pipe from one side of this to the other, and the cold water goes in and out of the pipe, and it gets heated up. So it says, also the Hamshah Lutur Chapilah Shabbos Silon, Shal Zaynan, Piyah Silon, Yosef Lachut La'amah, Meim Mishloch La'uka Shabakaka. Even from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to set up this pipe to have water to go through this waterway on Shabbos and get heated up. Why? So this is because it's considered like being matmin dovusha, the dovusha meisim pevel. You are ferrying, putting the cold water, being surrounded from all sides by the hot water. We learned before about the sister Atmana. They make zeros on Atmana because you may come to heat something up in the coals and then stir up the coals. If you do this situation, even if you let the waters come into the area of the Tzamas HaMayim before Shabbos, still, and you closed up the exit of this cold water. So basically, the cold water was surrounded by the hot water in the course of the Shabbos. Then afterwards, when you open it up on Shabbos, even though it was heated up already from before Shabbos, but since it was surrounded by the hot waters to preserve the heat in the course of Shabbos, that's considered hatmona, and it's also even b'di'evit. So on Shabbos, you were not allowed to use this water not for bathing and not for drinking. Maybe it's still in Shammai, Yontif, we treat them as if they were heated up on Yontif, and you are not allowed to bathe in them, you're allowed to drink these waters. So this is the water that even if it was heated up before Shabbos, but it was stored in this area, it was surrounded by the hot water. It's a type of atmana, which causes the water to be used on Shabbos. Siv Dalet, lo yishtat, teif, odom, betzayim, kol gufa, vizfam, kedegah, medura. Shouldn't put your body in cold water, and now your body's covered with cold water, then stand near a bonfire, and then the water on your body will get heated up. Mifnesha, mav, shemayim, sholom, v'nims, v'kerechot, kol gufa, chamam. You're basically transforming the cold water to be hot water, and now his body is covered with hot water and hot water that was heated up on Shabbos. That's also mutish data betzayin after his family filation. He sat near the fire, so his body is warm. He's allowed to put cold water on his body, even though they're warm up to a certain degree, but it won't be. He won't get to the status of bathing himself in warm water. Siv hey, reishayim shetzol yitzol shelo yicham yicham yod veitzol ha'ish after nesila. Based on the previous Rahu said before, there's some Shiva say you shouldn't put your hands in water and then warm them up near the fire, because once again it's going to warm up the water on his hands. That's going to be considered washing his hands with water that was heated up on Shabbos.